Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today's topic, crypto exchange finds a new source of revenue, inactivity fees. So, crypto exchange Bitstamp plans to charge a monthly inactivity fee for certain users as the market downturn weighs on trending volume in the industry. The charges at 10 euros or $10.27 per month will apply to accounts that haven't traded, deposited, withdrawn, or staked assets for a year with a total balance of less than 200 euros starting August 1st. Bitstamp said in a company blog, users in the US aren't subject to the charges. However, keeping inactive accounts on the books is a cost. And in order for us to continue providing great service to all our customers, we made the hard decision to implement the inactivity fee. Bitstamp said in the blog, to avoid the charge, users can buy or sell crypto, make a deposit or withdrawal, or enroll in staking services, a way of earning rewards for holding certain cryptocurrencies, it said. Crypto exchanges have been looking for ways to lessen their dependence on trading revenue, which tends to fall during prolonged market downturns. Coinbase Global Inc., the largest U.S. crypto exchange, has warned that trading volume in the second quarter will be lower than in the first. FTX U.S., the cryptocurrency exchange co-founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, recently expanded into equities trading, a way to diversify revenue sources while capturing a broader group of retail investors. eToro, which offers both stocks and crypto trading, also has an inactivity fee which applies to users with no login activity for 12 months, according to its website. Users can stop the charges as soon as they log in, it said. And now, my thoughts. I feel as if the U.S. is going to be charged with inactivity, especially, knock on wood, if we get hit with another pandemic and not many people are able to use Coinbase or Robinhood or cryptocurrency, and they may suffer, which in turn might make the market crash. But I feel like in other countries, they're just testing this out to make sure it works properly before they bring it to the US, which is going to be a huge problem for the U.S. because a lot of people bank on cryptocurrency. A lot of people use Robinhood. And when they realize that if you're not using the account for a certain amount of time and then you're winding up seeing $10.27 charged out of the account, that can raise some uproar. And that can turn away some potential new customers as far as veterans that they have currently. But what are your thoughts? Do you like the way crypto exchange is implementing a new inactivity fee? Do you dislike it? Do you think it's a great idea to see who is really putting time and effort into the crypto market? Or do you think it's a waste of time for them to implement it and for them to just go back to the drawing board? But with that being said, I want to leave that with you. This is Max Ronan. Thanks for tuning in. Please have a lovely day. I'll see you next time on the next episode. And remember, video games are rated E for everyone. Peace out.